This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in the show, we'll talk about Theory of Mind. It's the current production of Playhouse in the Park's Off the Hill series, and it tells the story of a teenager living on the autism spectrum as he goes on his first date. First this afternoon, Real Abilities is the largest national film festival dedicated to celebrating the lives, stories, and art of people with disabilities. The Cincinnati Real Abilities Film Festival is a week-long celebration of diversity and our shared humanity through compelling filmmaking. Here to discuss Real Abilities and the impact it has on the lives of so many people are actor John Lawson, National Real Abilities Film Festival board member and volunteer with the Cincinnati Real Abilities Film Festival, and photographer Rick Godotti, founder and director of Positive Exposures, an innovative arts, education, and advocacy organization working with individuals living with genetic difference. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And John and Rick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks.
John, since this is radio and people can't see how this is spelled, the Real and Real Abilities is spelled R-E-E-L, as in a reel of film. So it's a great play on words.
It really is. And the Cincinnati Real Abilities Festival, Film Festival, this year and here in Cincinnati, is being organized by LAD, which is Living Arrangements for the Developmentally Disabled, and this year presented by Macy's. So we're really proud that it's grown so big. It's over quadrupled in size since we first started.
Give us an overview of what kind of things go on at this festival, John.
Well, this, as you were saying, is going to, we're going to show films. The film festival, there were over 500 films submitted that were juried and picked through. And then Cincinnati, we chose 17. And of those 17 films, each one is hosted by and will benefit a local nonprofit who works to enhance the lives of people with disabilities. So even though we searched globally, if you come see a show and you spend, you buy a ticket, your money is staying local and staying within Cincinnati and promoting and sponsoring one of those nonprofits.
Tell me about the origins of Real Abilities. How long ago did it start and where did the idea come from?
Well, nationally, Real Abilities started in 2007 in New York City. And actually, Cincinnati was the very first city outside of New York to be a host for Real Abilities. It is now in over 12 cities across the United States. And actually, last year, in 2014, the national headquarters moved to Cincinnati, where it's being managed by LAD, or Living Arrangements for the Developmentally Disabled.
Why did they move to Cincinnati? Good central location?
Yes, partly that. And also, I liked it might be a little prejudiced to the fact, but Cincinnati did such a great job and did such a great festival here. We've sort of eclipsed New York in a way. And I think this year, our festival will be even bigger than what they held in New York.
And previous that, Cincinnati was second biggest, wasn't it?
Correct, yes.
Only New York topped it, so that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Rick, tell me about your organization, Positive Exposures.
Sure. I'm actually a fashion photographer, was a fashion photographer, and kind of always working with lots of great models, but always tired of being told who was beautiful. I mean, I saw beauty not just on covers of magazines. So I started working with individuals living with differences, starting off with kids with albinism or people living without pigmentation in their hair, skin, or eyes. And actually, when we started shooting, we realized that and creating opportunities to show the beauty in albinism and the beauty in diversity. But as I was researching in medical textbooks and in any kind of any other kind of resource, I only found very negative images, not only of people with albinism, but many medical type photographs, always presented the same way of somebody up against a wall in a doctor's office, usually in their underwear with a black bar across their eyes. So we really started Positive Exposure to create opportunities to see beyond disease or diagnosis, to see humanity, to see beauty in human diversity, and utilizing the visual arts to kind of help us introduce that philosophy to the public at large, going into medical schools as well and healthcare communities, but also extending this information and this mission and philosophy to the broader public arenas.
John, is that one of the thoughts too behind Real Abilities, expressing the message that there is beauty in this diversity?
Absolutely. you know, a lot of people, a lot of the films are about inspiration and inspirational things that people with disabilities have done, but it's also more to bring a positive light. To give you an idea, last year, out of 868 regular series roles on television on the four major networks, only 11 characters were an actor or a character with a disability. And out of those 11 characters, only one, Robert David Hall on CSI, is actually an actor with a disability portraying one of those. So what we see, you know, roughly 20 million Americans self-identify with some form of visible disability, but yet we only see a little over 1% of what we invite into our homes and our television and on our screens every week.
Rick, did you want to add to that?
No, just absolutely incredible statistics, and thanks for that, John. That's amazing. It's incredible. There are so many organizations as well making sure that we see, of course, beyond that disease and diagnosis, and create opportunities to start that dialogue, to start a conversation, to start talking about difference, talking about diversity. And through like a film festival like Real Abilities, it just does such an incredible job kind of bringing all of the you know, these critically acclaimed films. These are not just sweet little films. These are critically acclaimed major productions where they're actually featuring people living with differences or about people living with disability, but really presenting another face to that, another element to that, providing opportunities to see beyond that difference to what we all share, of course, which is humanity.
Rick, how long have you been involved with Real Abilities, and what was it that made you decide to become involved with this festival?
I actually, it's here through the UJA. Anita Altman is the founder of Real Abilities Film Festival here at the UJA in New York City. She's this incredible advocate for people with disabilities and disability rights and human rights issues. And Anita and I met in Israel at a conference. And there was a piece on the news that presented on positive exposure that Anita had saw. So we kind of knew all of each other, kind of met briefly by phone, but then met at this conference. And she told me all about Real Abilities, and I was just over the moon to hear that actually something like this existed. And it was just so exciting to be part of that. And 2 years ago at the Real Abilities Film Festival here in New York, at the JCC, which is like the main headquarters for Real Abilities, the JCC hosted a huge positive exposure exhibition to launch the Real Abilities Film Festival. But one of the other things that I'm so proud to be part of is that for the last 5 years I've been collaborating with Joanna Rudnick, a producer-director, and Kartemkin Films. Kartemkin Films did they're based in a documentary film company based in Chicago. And Kartemkin did Hoop Dreams many years ago and most recently The Interrupters. And we've been working on a documentary called On Beauty. And On Beauty follows two beautiful women. One was a young woman from Kenya with albinism, and the other is a young woman with Sturge Weber syndrome, Sarah, with Sturge Weber syndrome, or a birthmark bilaterally across her face, who lives here upstate New York and was homeschooled because of stigma and discrimination based on her difference, as is Jane in Africa, as there are people in Africa or their lives are threatened because witch doctors are saying, bring me the bones of a person with albinism, and I'll make a potion that will make you rich. So Joanna Rudnick and Kartemkin Films created this documentary following the lives of these two extraordinary advocates, these wonderful ambassadors for positive exposure, after having an experience working with positive exposure and being part of our community, as how that this empowerment happened, and this empowerment working, seeing themselves as beautiful and empowered individuals, how they then become advocates. And that's the nature and the basis of this documentary, On Beauty, which is in the Real Abilities Film Festival this year. We just released it. The film, by the way, won the Audience Choice Award at the Chicago International Film Festival in November. So it's pretty exciting. It's great to see that, to see the response on this new film.
That's really good. I'm glad to hear that, Rick. And that's the thing about these films. These are just not films that are being shown in some little disability film festival, but throughout the United States and the world, and they're winning awards, and we're just bringing them in to Cincinnati through Real Abilities.
John, can you tell us about some of the other films that people will see at this festival?
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite is Where Hope Grows, and it was shot in Louisville, and it was shot at one of the AAA or AA teams of Cincinnati Reds fields in Louisville. And It stars David DeSantis, who is a young man with Down syndrome. And it's about a father and a baseball player who became an alcoholic, and he sort of lost his pitching career, but met the character Produce, who worked in the local grocery store, and sort of changed his life and helped turn his life around. And both of them will be here. David will be here. They're coming up, he and his family, from Louisville. And we're going to show it at the Great American Ballpark. It's being sponsored by the Reds. And it's going to be a great evening. It's going to be dinner and a show, so you can come that night. And it's a great film. I saw it. I had the opportunity to screen it ahead of time. And it's a really great film that I think will bring out some emotions. And it's a narrative. It's not about someone overcoming their disability. It's not an inspirational film. And this will actually be released in the theaters in March. So you're going to get a chance to see it before it's released in the theaters nationwide here in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Real Abilities Film Festival.
Also, Crash Reel is part of this, isn't it?
Yes. And that's another good film. The star from, and I'm forgetting his name right now, Kevin Pierce.
Snowboarder Kevin. Yeah, he's a
snowboarder.
Yes.
Snowboarder Kevin Pierce will be here also. And on his way to 2010 Olympics, you know, until an accident caused him to have a traumatic brain injury. And so he'll be here as well. So,
well, Rick, did you want to weigh in on anything there?
No, the exciting thing is I was just recently in Cincinnati for several different events, and the last event there was their Photo Focus event that's hosted in Cincinnati, and I have to say that it seems that Cincinnati really has their fingers on the pulse of all things artistic and creative, so I'm just so honored to be part of this community, so thank you again for inviting me.
John, any other films that you wanted to mention?
Well, there's another one, Wampler's Ascent. And Steve Wampler, he's going to be here as well. He is a teacher and a father who has cerebral palsy. And he did over 20,000 pull-ups to climb up the face of the famous El Capitan Mountain in Yosemite. And his goal is to, you know, show kids with disability that they can do anything they set their minds to. So that's one of the others. You can go to the website, CincyRA.org. That's CincyRA.org. All the films are listed there. You can buy tickets online. You can buy tickets for the whole festival. You can buy tickets to the gala or to just an individual film if you want to come see one particular film right there online.
More on Real Abilities after the break, and you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. My guests this afternoon are John Lawson and Rick Cadotti as we talk about the Cincinnati Real Abilities Film Festival that starts on February 27th. You can join the conversation 513-419-7100. Email talk at WVXU.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. John, it starts the 27th. What are the run dates for the event?
The festival starts February 27th and runs through March the 7th, and we're starting off on that Friday with a big kickoff luncheon at the Hyatt downtown, and Marley Matlin is going to be the keynote speaker there. You know, Marley Matlin was the first ever, the youngest actress to ever win an Oscar, and she is the only deaf actress to ever win an Oscar as well for her role in Children of a Lesser God. Since then, she's gone on in television. She's won a Golden Globe and actually been nominated for an Emmy 3 or 4 times. And she has a recurring role on ABC Family Switched at Birth. And I was lucky enough last year to be able to do an episode of that with her. It was a lot of fun. So,
this is a multi-venue event, right? The movies are different places all over town. Do you know some of the locations where people can see those?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be showing films at the Kenwood and Esquire Theater, as well as the Cincinnati Art Museum, the Cincinnati Museum Center. As I mentioned earlier, the Great American Ballpark, the Contemporary Arts Center, and at Taylor High School as well.
Now, how successful has this festival been? Has it been growing in terms of attendance and support?
Absolutely. The first, Cincinnati has taken on the model that they're actually doing the film showing part of the festival every other year. So our last festival was in 2012. And so the next one will be 2016, but yet under the banner of Cincinnati Real Abilities, the festival continues on with speaking events and other opportunities that enhance the lives of people with disabilities.
Rick, from your perspective, what's the importance of this, of doing an event like this? What kind of an impact does this have in the lives of people with disabilities?
It's extraordinary what happens. The film, at first you think, oh, it's a film festival for people with disabilities. This is for, about, and by people with disabilities, but again, critically acclaimed films that are actually reaching the broader public. So it's not just starting a dialogue and conversations within the disability community, but because of the quality of the films and the far-reaching stories and messages behind these films become relevant to everyone. So everybody, not just people living with or experiencing disability or difference, but people just in the broader public arenas are really able to grasp onto these films, start dialogues, experiences, start conversations talking about these films. And it's an incredible opportunity to, again, see beyond disability or difference to, and then, of course, be completely 100% aware of humanity. So it's extraordinary what this film festival is doing around the country. And it's internationally acclaimed at this point. So people are talking about this film festival everywhere in the world.
One of the really neat aspects here in Cincinnati that is branching off, and I know a little bit about it, just enough to be dangerous, I guess, but it started as a grassroots sort of campaign through Cincinnati Real Abilities to make Cincinnati more accessible to people with disabilities, whether they be a person that uses a wheelchair. And there's been a committee or a task force that's been started under the leadership of County Commissioner Todd Portune, with some other people involved, the mayor and people from Cincinnati Real Abilities, to work with UCDAP, the School of Design here, to make cuts in the sidewalks, to make it more friendly, to make metro buses more accessible, to make buildings more accessible for people that might be using assisted devices, not only for people using chairs, but also for our population that's aging, that's making it easier to get into and out of buildings. And there's a cartoon, you might have seen it before, where there's this gentleman that uses a wheelchair sitting, and it's snow, and there's a man shoveling the steps, but right next to it is a ramp. And the gentleman goes, well, would you, please shovel the ramp for me? And he goes, yeah, as soon as I get through with the steps. Where if he shoveled the ramp first, everybody could use that, and then shovel the steps second. So it's sort of that attitude that the Real Abilities Film Festival has started in people, and we've gotten a lot of passionate people involved in Cincinnati that are really, bringing government, academia, the business, and the arts community, as well as social services, to celebrate our region's diversity and our shared humanity.
Now, how many people usually attend, John, and what kind of reactions do you get to the event?
Well, this year we're expecting probably close to 8,000 or more that will be attending during February the 27th through March the 7th.
And how do people react to this?
It's been really good. People react, it's nice that we have a lot of celebrities coming in. Marley's going to be here. A really good friend of mine, Danny Woodburn, you might remember him from Seinfeld. He was Kramer's sidekick. Danny's a great comedian. He was just recently the character Splinter on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that was just out. Another good friend of mine, Daryl Chill Mitchell, he was another stand-up comedian that did quite a few sitcoms. He was injured and became a paraplegic, and he's now has a recurring role on NCIS New Orleans. Daryl's going to be here as well. And a very good friend of mine, in fact, I just got off the phone with him a few minutes ago, Kurt Yeager. He's an actor. He was on Sons of Anarchy. He was Greg the Peg in Sons of Anarchy. And he's just been picked up. He did a pilot, and he's going to be in a new, announcing it right now, probably for the first time. He's going to be in a new show called Quarry that'll be on Cinemax, and he's playing a character called McCurley, so he'll be starring in a new TV show.
I understand Teddy Kramer, who's a bat boy with the Reds who has Down syndrome, that he's going to participate. And Teddy's got such a great story because so many Reds fans really appreciate his passion and his enthusiasm for the team and for baseball.
Absolutely. And Teddy is one of our festival co-chairs, or our honorary co-chairs as well. And he will be there at the screening of Where Hope Grows at the Red Stadium. So he'll be one of our stars that will be there at the show as well.
Rick, what are the challenges of photographing people with differences? Are most of your subjects open to being photographed?
Oh, without question. You put a spotlight on any individual, and it's like, and there's like this explosion of self-esteem and self-acceptance. There really aren't any challenges whatsoever. It's people have often said to me, "Oh, you went from photographing supermodels to now people with genetic diseases or conditions." And quite honestly, I've never photographed a genetic condition or a disease. I've only photographed portraits and photographed people.
Is the film festival and the work that you do, Rick, is it a positive sign that as a culture we're more aware and more accepting of people with disabilities and differences, such a change from maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago?
Oh, my goodness. Without question. There's a dialogue going now. There are conversations. Film festivals like the Real Abilities Film Festival and organizations like LAD that are out there really promoting this and only giving green lights to support and enhance and develop these kinds of festivals and programs, really kind of seeing humanity first and foremost, just develop this and bringing it deeper into the public arenas. It's extraordinary to see how that changes. And those changes, not even, you're saying 40, 50 years, these changes are in the last 10 years, and
wow,
they're big changes.
John, how many volunteers do you need to pull off an event like this?
A lot. And that's one good thing. We do have a lot of great volunteers that are a lot of people with a lot of passion. And if anyone listening now would like to volunteer, we still have some openings. And you can go right to the website, cincyra.org, and volunteer right there to sign up. A friend of mine just did the other day. They went on and signed up to volunteer at one of the events.
That link's also on our website, wvxu.org. What are the organizations that benefit, the local organizations that benefit from Real Abilities? Do you know those by chance?
I know a few of them, like the...
It's over a dozen, isn't it?
There's 17, actually. Each film is being sponsored and hosted by, and then they benefit from the showing of that film. Cincinnati Downs Association, Cincinnati Down Syndrome Association is just one. I can't remember some of the others right now. I don't have it right in front of me.
That list's also on the website, though.
Yeah, the list
is
also on the website there. So, but there are over 17 local organizations here in Cincinnati and the area that enhance and help in the lives of people with disabilities. And one of those, you know, being LAD, they've been sort of one of the largest nonprofits in Cincinnati that you've never heard of. And that's part of their mission, is that they help in forming, you know, and finding living arrangements for developmentally disabled, but they don't always stick a sign. They don't stick a sign out in front of the yard going, "Hey, look what we did." And that's part of the mission of LAD. But they've been around for over 40 years, and they do a fine job. And then they've taken on the job of hosting managing the Cincinnati Real Abilities Film Festival. And this year it's over quadrupled in size and span mm-hmm. and scope of what it's doing. And just the grassroots, just like from the Live Able, which ABLE is capitalized at the end, Cincinnati, the Livable Cincinnati, that's just one program that's going to enhance so many people and help so many people, just not those with disability, but as I said, the aging community as well, as you know, as people are getting older, I find myself.
What kind of a business impact does an event like this have for Cincinnati?
It does. It does have a good economic impact into the business of Cincinnati. We do have people coming in from out of town, and we are getting ticket requests from, you know, the region as well. So we hope to see people come into town, spend the night, come see a movie, but also, you know, enjoy Cincinnati and possibly get some ribs or some chili and enjoy Cincinnati as well. So there is an economic impact involved with the city as well.
How many submissions did you say you get for this? It's hundreds, isn't it? And then you boil it down to like 17 films?
Actually, yes. There were over 500 films submitted. New York does all the screening there, and they have a jury committee that goes through, and then they pick out you know, so many films that, you know, they feel like are award-winning or will further the mission. And then Cincinnati selected 17 that we're going to show here.
John, what is the message that you would like to see people get from this festival?
I think, you know, we have a social media campaign that's hashtag different like you. And I think if you could sum it up, that would be it. We all have our differences. You know, myself, as you can see on the radio here, I'm an upper extremity double amputee. I lost both of my hands in an electrical accident over 28 years ago. And I'm living my life just like I would be doing. I'm still pursuing an acting career. I'm just doing it now as a performer with disabilities. So I think if there was anything in recognizing the importance of diversity, it would be the of diversity and inclusion. It would be that we're all different, just like you. So,
Rick, what is the message that you would like people to take away from this event?
Well, again, seeing beyond disabilities, seeing beyond difference to, you know, again, that shared humanity, to see beyond, you know, as people often will see someone who has a difference, some people just are not comfortable enough to understand what that difference is and how to respond to someone with a difference. So there's either a stare or a looking away, and that looking away oftentimes is even more painful than the staring. So it's creating opportunities, a dialogue, a conversation. This whole film festival really focuses on, again, seeing beyond that difference.
And John, February 27th and 28th is the weekend with the gala events. What are some of the things that are going to be going on that weekend?
That weekend, we start off with the kickoff luncheon at the Hyatt at noon. You can get tickets. They're still available. Corporate tables are available as well. We have the gala Saturday night with all the stars are going to be there. You can come up and talk to them and kind of rub elbows with the stars. And then the all-exclusive.
You among them?
Well, I don't know about that. But then the all-exclusive after party and hosted by my friend Kurt Yeager. And we're looking forward to everybody being there.
Very good. Well, John and Rick, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Actor John Lawson, National Real Abilities Film Festival board member and volunteer with the Cincinnati Real Abilities Film Festival, and photographer Rick Gadotti, founder and director of Positive Exposures, an innovative arts, education, and advocacy organization working with individuals living with genetic difference. On Around Cincinnati, Sunday night at 7, you can hear more about the film that John was talking about earlier, Where the Hope Grows, that's going to be part of the festival. WVXU's Howard Wilkinson will talk with the film's director, Chris Dowling. And after the break, a look at the play Theory of Mind about a teenager who lives on the autism spectrum. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.